Welcome to Loose Goose Talks with Nico Matagora. I am Nico Matagora, and Abel is with us again. Hello, Abel.
How's it going?
Good, good, good. What would you like to talk about? Because I've been watching Twitch Plays Pokemon quite often recently.
Yeah, which probably release a bonus podcast of us just mindlessly watching.
While trying to make a podcast.
Yeah.
That lasted 18, 19 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing long. It's kind of, I don't know, what would you call it? Pretty dull, boring.
Well, they're just leveling up their Pokemon.
Highly entertaining. So, yeah. Yeah, it's actually, yeah.
A little bit of both.
But yeah, what's new in life with you?
Nothing much.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Missing Twitch Plays Pokemon.
A little bit, yeah. What are your thoughts about farting into a car seat?
I never thought about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, because, like, right before we started talking, we've been alternating farts. I think I got the last two.
You got the last two. I got a continuation one.
Yeah. And then I stood up thinking I was going to fart again, but then it was a false alarm, so figured we'd sit down and just go ahead and start the podcast. But
it just
got me thinking about sitting in the car seat and then wanting to let one rip.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? It was something completely different from that. Oh, there's a customer at work who comes in, and I think I've seen him like 4 or 5 times, and he always comes in with a sweater, and it's a globe with a big V on it. So I was like, that looks really, really familiar. Do you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I can't ask him because it's going to be really stupid.
Wait, hold on one sec.
Hang on. All right. Really? Well, that one sounded like you pooped yourself.
Let me check. Now we're good.
Nope. Okay, yeah. We're good. Reminds me of when Joe pooped on his front man part. So, he didn't know until he showered.
Would he get pissed off if you told this story? Because you're the one that was with him when it happened.
No, I wasn't. Was I there?
That's what you told me. You were
I
like,
don't remember.
You
that.
Were jogging with him, is what you told me.
No, no. He told us when he was just sitting there farting, and then he was like, "Oh, I think a little extra came."
Oh
out.
Yeah.
So then he checked. And there was absolutely nothing there. And then he went to go shower. And he pooped on his ball sack.
Okay, I remember.
Wow, this
I remember.
Is highly inappropriate right now. Should we start over?
No, I think we should keep going.
Wow, this is going to have to be explicit.
Joe, if you're listening.
Hi.
And, wow. No, because I was thinking about the other time you told me that
he was... I
was
trying to make that not dirty.
No. It's too late now. We should just go ahead with it. But no, like, I remember you telling me that you and him were jogging, like, around the track of our old elementary school, and that he...
No, that was a kid in middle school.
No, that he, like, that he... No, you said it was Joe, that he had farted.
I don't remember this at all.
That he had farted, and then he went to check inside a porta potty to see how bad it was.
Nope, don't remember that at all.
I could have sworn that was you that told me.
Nope, not me.
Or was it Joe that told me? Because he's told me a lot.
There was one time where, in middle school, all these... I don't even know. It was like a group of kids, and they did something bad, so they all had to jog. And then there was one kid who wasn't, like, a part of that group, who had to go and jog because he was right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So they all had to jog a lap, and everybody else was dressing down. And then they came all back in laughing. Ah, he pooped his pants! So I guess he had to walk in his own filth for like half a mile.
Was that the... That was in middle school, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel really bad for that guy.
I remember that kid too. I've seen him walking around.
Why did we have to go straight to poop?
It just happened. I mean,
wow.
He did not age well, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, and it's only been like, what, a couple of years? But yeah. It's like he's... I don't know, it's sad.
Wow, this is...
I mean, we're not really too much of lookers ourselves,
no.
But yeah, that guy just
they
seems
don't know
ravaged.
That. Yeah, that's sad.
We're not.
We're not, no. We're like the Hunchback. Notre Dame or Notre Dame, what do you say?
Notre Dame.
Okay. It's like you just split the two that I said into Notre Dame.
Yes. No, but had a big week last week.
What?
BJ Novak.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said you had a big glass of it last week.
I said we had a big week last week, but we mumbled it a little bit.
We did have a big week last week.
Yeah,
BJ Novak was at Pals.
Yeah, Pals at Cedar Hills Boulevard.
And your sisters or one sister told you?
One of my sisters told me that he was going to do a book signing and like a little book tour at Pals. Mm-hmm. And she said it in passing, thinking that I had already known about it, but I honestly had no idea. And since, you know, The Office is one of both of our favorite shows.
Yes. Fantastic show. May it rest in peace. Dead. Well, it ended.
It's still in our hearts, so.
It is.
So, yeah, I immediately...
And on Netflix.
So, yeah, I immediately texted you about it, and I texted a couple of other people, but they were indisposed.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, they were indisposed. Yeah. And one was at Winco right next door, who decided not to come, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that. Because he didn't want to buy the book.
Yeah, what the hell,
calling you out. You're going to hear about your poop. About how you don't want to buy a $25 book.
Which is a really good book, actually.
You could use that book to wipe your poop with.
If you didn't like it, but I liked it, so you could have just given it to me.
Have you read all the stories?
Well, a couple of them.
I didn't read the ones that he said aloud.
Mm-hmm.
But then, what was that? Nobody goes to heaven to see... What's his name? I forgot.
Buy the book and you'll figure out what we're talking about.
It led up to such, like, a depressing part. Where it's like, oh, okay. Okay, Grandma. Have fun doing that to Frank Sinatra. This is explicit by... all means, this one.
It's okay. It's, you know, fine. Every once in a while, it's not too bad to have one. But yeah, we got to meet him, got to take our picture with him.
Yeah.
And it was probably one of the most nervous, like, times of my life.
That's the other thing I forgot to tell you. So we met him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we talked to him briefly.
Yeah, we actually managed to make a little bit of small talk with him, which...
Which was awesome.
Awesome, and... I don't know how I managed to pull it off, because I did not think I was going to be as starstruck as I was. I was like, oh, you were in my favorite show.
Was it a starstruck moment for you where you don't remember what you said?
It's like...
I remember what I said.
I remember what I said.
But I've had one of those moments where it's like, I don't know what I actually just said. And then you turn around and like you're smiling because you just met the person.
Yeah, I remember what I said, but I remember that I said it in like a stupid way that made, I don't know, I felt like a complete fool. I felt like I made a fool out of myself after I said it, even though, you know, I was just giving him a compliment and it's something...
What was the compliment?
It's like, I'm a really big fan. Yeah. And
so what he said about Quentin Tarantino, about how he told him,
yeah,
how he didn't tell him that he was the reason you did that to BJ.
I did that to him.
Wow.
I said that, and then like he had been on a couple of podcasts that I listened to and mm-hmm. a radio show that I listened to. So I told him that I really enjoyed his interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had him sign one book for myself, which was just, you know, To a Bell from Ryan. Bell.
And yes, then, from Ryan, not BJ.
Yeah.
Oh, you did have him say From Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. No. Continue.
No,
I'm so confused right now.
Never mind. Okay. But like...
Now you're living this starstruck
moment.
I'm
reliving it. Man. But then, since my sisters were the ones that told me about it, and since they weren't able to go because they were sick, like all three of them were sick, which is crazy.
Crazy.
So,
pants on the floor.
So, I mean, I wanted to, you know, find a way to repay them for telling me about it. But, you know, I'm on a part-time job. I'm in college, so I didn't really have the money to afford it. Yeah, so...
I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, but... So, what I ended up doing is I just bought one book, one extra book besides one for myself, and then I had him sign it with all three of their names. And then at the end of it, I just had him write Fight For It.
Signed BJ Ryan.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, so after we met him, so you know how we went to go get frozen yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to go get frozen yogurt, which took, 5 minutes at most. So then you went your way,
mm-hmm.
and then I walked back, and he was still there writing like one or two more things, and a girl was totally hitting on him.
Oh yeah,
completely. She's like, "Oh, so where are you right now? Where are you staying?" And this was like as I passed, and he said like something northeast or something. She's like, "I'm in southeast. You're stupid." And then she was talking about like.
Did she actually call him stupid though?
Yeah, she did that in like a flirting way, and it was so weird. And she just tried to, I don't know, tried to get him to go have a drink, from what I understood. This was in passing, so I remember the stupid part. And
if you can hear that, I'm making the doing it gesture with my right index finger and then making a little hole with my left fist and just, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Doing it.
Once again, more reason for the explicit nature.
Well, I mean, we've already gone into it. We might as well go all the way.
Exactly.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Yep. And that was the first thing he said.
That was.
Yes, it was. Wow.
Yeah, we saw...
We saw him. Matt talked.
Yep.
And then I heard him getting hit on, which was weird.
Mm-hmm. And so. Then... I missed my school assignment.
Did you really?
Yeah,
I had two, right?
Yeah.
Were they for the same class?
No, different classes. But
okay, but you missed one.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Which, honestly, like, that was, you know, when's that going to happen again? When is meeting EJ Novak ever going to happen again?
Maybe in 3 years.
Yeah.
Because he said he was going to write other books.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, I figured it'd be worth it to it.
Be worth it. Terrible pun. Did you ever, so you know how people ask questions? Mm-hmm. Like how he took questions and mm-hmm. everything. Were you ever tempted to ask him a question?
A little bit, yeah.
What was the question? Because I was trying to think of one.
Honestly, I had one in mind, but then by the time I had finally figured out the wording in my head,
mm-hmm.
by that time he wasn't taking any more questions. So, I mean, I missed that point.
And did you see...
And I could have...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, in hindsight, I could have asked him the question when I was...
Yeah, you could have.
When I was getting his autograph, but it was just... One of those moments where your mind just goes, like, completely blank.
I think that was, like, 90% of the people. Because did you notice they really just got their book signed,
mm-hmm.
took the picture, and left?
Because mm-hmm.
a lot of people, like you and me, tried to say something, and he reciprocated very fast.
And he complimented you on your phone case,
complimented me on my phone case. He asked me what brand my phone case was. And instead of saying Apple, I said iPhone right away and went, "Oop, I meant Apple." He goes, "I like your case."
Yeah.
And he gave me one of those Ryanism faces.
Yeah.
I don't know what else. He said something else I forgot, though.
That's what I was going to ask him. I was going to ask him how he felt about, you know, how his character on The Office evolved from being, you know, kind of like a nice guy on par, sort of on par with Jim's character.
Yeah.
To like slowly growing more douchey.
Yes.
As the show progressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask him about, like how, but...
Oh, like how he felt, or did he mean?
Yeah, how he felt, how the writing process was for setting that up.
Because he was I know he was one of the main writers, but was he the main writer for most of the series?
No, I think it was... I think it was the guy that played Toby.
Paul?
Yeah, Paul Lieberstein.
Lieberstein.
Yes.
Yes. Toby was hilarious. So, yeah, what else was I going to say? I don't even remember.
iPhone,
BJ Novak. BJ Novak, like my phone case, got hit on. I didn't hit on him. I thought he said something else to me. I don't remember. I don't know. Oh, that's it. Did you see the girl? So you know how we were standing?
Mm-hmm.
And then there were chairs, like, what, for probably like 100 people?
Yeah.
Did you see the girl that was, like, in the middle to the right of us? She had her hand raised the whole time, and he looked, like, 4 times right at her, and then picked other people. I'm not kidding. He'd be like, "All right," and then he'd look at her, "You."
Nuh-uh.
And then, like, halfway, like, well, 3/4 of the way, she just let her hand down, and she was like, the look on her face was just like, "You know what? Screw this."
Hmm.
But I think she asked after.
I don't know. I wonder if that was like... I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt just because...
Well, there were a ton of people.
Yeah.
So, you can't just pick everybody's out, but...
And I've been in situations like that. Not that, you know, I've been that famous or anything, but like in class projects or anything
I
where...
I am that famous.
Like in class projects where, you know, you're in front of a bunch of people.
Exactly.
You get like tunnel vision, I guess, almost.
You do, and then you just stare at the pole. Pole, what's your answer?
Mm-hmm.
Not what's your question.
Yep. Because
you're real. Whatever. You're not.
I would give him the benefit of the doubt, because he was at least...
It's true.
Pretty chill with us.
He was a really nice guy, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just funny to see that girl. She was the first one to have her hand raised, and she did not get anything at all.
Or maybe he was punishing her for being too rash and
maybe
overzealous.
Remember that guy when we went to go see Conan?
Oh, yeah.
He had the Conan shirt and everything, and he was listing off his favorite moments.
Mm-hmm.
And it the way he sounded, like they were best friends.
Yeah.
Do you remember what happened
yeah.
to the guy?
Didn't he...
He got kicked out before the show started because he was way too enthusiastic about it.
It was hilarious.
These are our only highlights of our life.
Yeah, we went to
don't think that we do everything that we can. This is what...
We took a road trip to Los Angeles and we were... How long ago? 2009, right? We were at the...
It was when Conan's late night show first aired. It was the very
Tonight
first
Show.
Taping. Tonight Show.
Yeah, it was the first episode of the Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. We were in the audience, and it was amazing. And you teared up, and then...
I teared up, because...
And it was funny, because you and your brother both started just bawling as soon as he came out. And then just by watching you guys tear up...
Man.
Like, it was us two, your brother, and then...
Alberto.
Yeah, Alberto, and then... Let's see...
Stasia,
and then what was her name? Another
older
guy
named Ryan.
Yeah. So you, your brother, his girlfriend at the time, our friend Alberto.
There were six of us.
Yeah, it was six total. And like I remember, just by watching you two, like completely bawling, like all of us started choking up a little too.
But it was like it's so stupid when you think about it. But in the moment, when you've watched a guy on TV for. Like a decade, and you never think you're never going to see that person in real life, and then you're what, 100, 200 feet away?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it's magical. It really was. As stupid as that sounds. But it was, I'm getting excited just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Speaking of late night, haven't watched it in a while.
Nope.
Don't really care.
Nope.
It's that whole fallout, and Jay, Conan, and NBC... It's just all of that makes me not really want to watch it.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, did you watch Seth Meyers at all?
No, Kelsey did.
Mm.
And she loved it.
Yeah, what about Jimmy Fallon?
No, she actually was watching Private Practice on Netflix.
Oh, yeah? What about you, though?
Me watch it?
Yeah.
No, I only watch the Brian Williams... You know how they do the cut things on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
The Brian Williams of Rapper's Paradise.
No,
Did you watch that?
I still haven't seen that.
It's... Pretty good.
Yeah.
I gotta give him credit for that, but no. I don't know if I want to watch it.
Because
I was listening to a radio show. They were talking about how, like, a third of his show is now interviews while the rest is skits.
Mm.
So they're thinking, like, he's changing it to, like, Saturday Night Live form instead of late night. Which, if it works, it works.
Honestly, it's his show, so
yeah,
I mean...
He can do what he wants. But it's not like I don't... want the change. It's just that whole fallout of people pointing fingers at one another.
Yeah, that's the same thing with me. I mean,
I still think NBC is the main root of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's their fault.
Yeah, I mean, because like we've talked about this before. Both you and I used to watch
mm-hmm.
both Conan and Jay Leno.
Mm-hmm. We did, and like I like Jay Leno, but I didn't think he was the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Conan.
Yeah,
a lot, but. After that, when NBC didn't take any of the blame and they made each other point the fingers at each other,
mm-hmm.
it's just like, all right, I really like both of those guys, and now
it kind of tarnished.
It really did, and now even though they're both gone from the network,
yeah,
it's just like, all right.
Which I mean, honestly, every once in a while, I don't do it as often as I do, but like,
that's
I mean,
what she said.
So true.
Go for it.
No, but like, I mean, I don't have cable to begin with, so
mm-hmm.
I can't watch Conan that way. But like, even though they air, like his show is streaming
mm-hmm.
the day after, I rarely watch it. I've watched maybe two or three episodes in the past like few months, maybe.
I don't think I've watched it in, like, half a year.
Yeah, and then all the other late-night shows, like Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon or Craig Ferguson, I just flat-out don't watch them.
Like, if I stay up that late, I'll watch Jimmy Kimmel, just because how rare it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I don't know, his personality makes it, like, I don't know, his delivery makes it that much funnier.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, dry and he doesn't care instead of, like, being all comical and being very characteristic where it's like, hey, guess what, everybody?
Yeah.
Where it's just punchline done.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, it's just like I gave up on late night TV.
I think I have too. But I don't know. What was I going to say? Oh, speaking of NBC, how do you think the Heroes reboot's going to do?
Ooh.
Heroes Reborn, right?
Yeah. So, that's a tough one.
Quick thinking, Heroes Reborn could be just the volume. And depending on how well it does or whatever, they could do, like, I wouldn't mind seeing, like, a 13-episode, what is that?
Arc.
Miniseries?
Yeah.
Yeah, the arc, like, every other year or something. It's a whole new arc. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
But I really just wanted them to finish that story with all the other characters before it's a complete reboot.
See, I'm guessing... Now that you mention it, I'm guessing that...
Because they did say that previous characters might have an appearance.
Yeah, so my thinking is that once they do Heroes Reborn, it might start off like as a fallout from where the like final season ended.
Oh, so the guy from the carnival.
Yeah, with like if you remember Claire jumping off the Ferris wheel or. Was it Ferris wheel? She jumped off like in front
spoiler,
of
spoiler spoiler alert.
Which seriously, I mean, it's been how many years now?
It's
so
just
whatever.
Wikipedia this.
Yeah.
My wife haven't seen this. My bad. I don't know what I just said. Go ahead.
No, but like when she falls and breaks her arm or whatever, and instantly heals herself in front of a bunch of journalists and camera guys.
That's right. This, you know what? That's how they tie in Men in Black. That's it. I just realized that. Pachoo! Will Smith walks away. All good. I'm just kidding.
I think we just saved Hollywood.
I think we did. You guys are welcome for that idea. Now I'm calling you guys out.
But in all seriousness, though, I'm kind of apprehensive but excited about it at the same time.
That's
because
exactly how I feel, because it's like, yay, wait a
it
minute.
It started off as such
wait.
A...
Wait.
What?
Wait. What? That's how I feel.
Oh, okay. No, but it started off as such a great show, and then season two started off pretty decent.
Season two...
But then the writer's strike.
Yeah, that's what made season two so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think season three, it was like somebody broke their puzzle, and they didn't know how to piece it together in time.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, what should we do? Oh, let's have another eclipse.
Yeah.
And it was just like, okay, this is... getting stupid fast.
Yep.
And so they did that. And then I thought they picked up rather well on the fourth season. First season greatness, but better than the previous two.
It was
more of an uphill.
It was a C. If I were to grade it was like a C, C, maybe a C plus.
Wait, was that the season where they had the human able to take down Siler? That was third, right?
Human able to...
What's the weird guy? The one who's like the military guy who wanted to get rid of all the heroes? Or all the people super...
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
What season was that? Third, right?
I think it was third, yeah.
Because my whole thought was, how can one
Danko,
human...
that was his name.
That's it. How can one human take out all these people with super...
Mm-hmm.
Or with abilities, not superpowers. Whatever you want to call them. Super abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, how can somebody do that when Siler, I almost said Silo, that's my cat. When Silo has, again, when Siler has all those abilities.
Yeah.
That's it. And Hero can stop time.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just, boom, freeze time, break his neck. Oh, he's dead.
He was my favorite.
Hero, if they do the reboot, I hope he is back.
Yeah.
That's it. He was my favorite of all. Any characters you didn't like? I didn't like the Petrellis.
Petrellis.
I can lie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt that it was just so much, oh, whatever. Oh, yeah, I meant to do, whatever.
I liked Peter. Nathan was kind of a dick.
Nathan was a dick. I still don't understand, first season, once again, spoiler, how he survived the explosion, because didn't he fly away and threw him up and then whoosh, the other way?
Hmm?
When, how to stop an exploding man or whatever that end was.
Oh, yeah, that's because, like...
Because then Hero stabs Siler and then escapes through
the other time, and then
the sewer poops.
Oh, the way I understood it was like when the explosion I'm guessing like when the explosion happened, I think Peter, since he had, I think by that time he had already absorbed Claire's power.
Yes.
Like, he was able to regenerate, and then he had absorbed Nathan, or acquired Nathan's power anyways, so that's how.
Oh, so he could fly.
Yeah, he could already fly.
Got it. And then he exploded himself.
Yeah.
But healed.
Yeah. But then, since Nathan doesn't have the healing factor, that's why he was all, like, deformed and burned.
Got it.
Yeah.
There was a lot of just plot holes in the show. It was good, though. Like, yeah. It was entertaining. Not good, I should say.
I'd still call it good.
So, what are you going to have, like, an episode number for Reborn that's going to be like, all right, 3 episodes. If it's good, I continue. If it's bad, I'm done. First 5 minutes, what? And do you think they're going to have the exact same music and everything?
The...
Yes.
I don't know.
Mohinder I did not like.
Yeah, I...
Why did they have to give him powers? He turned into a big turtle. Well, he got scaly and everything.
Like a turd. Just a turd. I did not like him when he got his powers. Like he was okay when he was just a regular person.
Yeah, because it was like, okay, you're fighting for a car, blah, blah, blah. You're trying to find out the root of everything. Okay.
I'm still kind of iffy on Ondo.
I didn't like that. Didn't like that at all.
Getting superpowers?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
like, okay. I don't know.
The one I completely hated, though, was... I don't even remember her name.
Nikki?
No, not Nikki. She was alright, but, like...
Was it the curly, weird-haired lady?
No, it was the second season. We've talked about this before, I think. Second season, the...
We probably... Oh, yes.
The twins, the girl with the, like,
yes,
crazy black tears or whatever.
The one who, like, could cause death.
Something like that.
Well, because doesn't her brother die and then she can kill people around her and somehow she cures herself?
I have
so
no...
So, really, he was pointless?
Honestly, I have no clue. Like, from what I remember... She was supposed to be, like, there was, like, a virus going on around, like, people with abilities and killing them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was, like, at the end of season 2, she was supposed to be the one that was going to cure everyone. But then the writer's strike happened, so then they had to retool the plot, and so she just ended up being completely pointless and just annoying as hell.
I don't get why, even though the writer's strike happened, why didn't they just go, okay, we're going to end it here, and then continue it? Didn't make any sense.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
It's just one of those, like, frustrating things that, like, oh, why are you terrible now?
Exactly. Like, nobody saw the writer's strike coming, but still, it could have been better.
Yeah. None of the, you know, viewing public at least saw it coming.
That's true. Wow. Well, we just wasted almost half an hour talking about poop, BJ Novak, and Heroes.
I'm still pissed off about Heroes now. God,
I had to ask.
She was such a terrible character.
I had to ask.
Oh, my God. Why?
Any other characters?
Let's see.
I did like Micah.
Yeah, Micah was pretty cool.
And then his dad was cool.
And then that was stupid. They killed him.
Did you get emotional when Hero healed his mom? Do you remember that part?
I remember tearing up.
Man, this is just tugging on our strings this episode.
And our butts.
Well, that's also a feel in the butt.
Yeah.
That sounded disgusting. Well, I guess we should wrap it up.
Yeah.
Well, that's Loose Goose Talks with Nico Matagora. Should I tell people to check out my Facebook? So I can get I don't know.
Yeah, might as well.
It's just search Nico, N-I-C-O, Matagora.
Yeah, the fan page.
M-A-T-A-G-O-R-A. It's the fan page. Like it. Whatever. If you do, you do. You don't, you don't.
Did you make a podcast fan page? Or?
Yeah, 5 people like it.
Wow!
Yeah. So.
Wait, what's the podcast under?
Once File Air. Has a picture of us on the banner.
Oh, cool.
That's it. Yeah.
Wait, how do you spell it?
Just once, O-N-C-E, vile, V-I-L-E, air, A-I-R. Okay. Not voil.
Okay.
All right.
I thought it was like, I thought it was vile air, like a weird violin or something.
No, that would be nice. Because then it could be like Bel Air, vile air. Is that what you were thinking?
Something like that.
Yeah, that was terrible. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
I'm going to go shoot some vile air out my butt now.